Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Father, we thank you for your presence. As we're about to hear your word, speak to us specially. In Jesus' gracious name, we pray. Can we celebrate Jesus and sit down? Hallelujah to Jesus. All right, Father, speak to us specially tonight, like never before yet. Let your heart pierce through our heart and speak to every standing situation. Lord, we declare that as we speak, your word is a light for our path, a lamp for our feet, in the name of Jesus. All right, so pay close attention. We want to talk about the man of destiny. That's the theme for this morning, the man of destiny. And I need everyone to pay close attention, because it is a very important topic. Hallelujah. So I was just thinking through the week and wondering what I should talk about this Sunday. In fact, as at yesterday, when the media guys messaged me for today's theme, I told them to just do a general theme, not put in any topic. And after a while, they now saw another message that they should put a topic. Because the whole of the week I've been pondering on fulfilling destiny. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Lord has been stirring the importance of fulfilling destiny in my heart. And I believe, maybe I'm a little bit wrong, but I believe a lot of people are not so much conscious about fulfilling destiny. And sometimes they may have to them genuine reasons that probably they are not even realizing yet. You know, that these genuine reasons are actually an obstruction to God's divine purpose in their life. You know, you can have a genuine reason that can be actually a limitation. A genuine reason to you as a human being. For instance, making it in life by all means. Not, maybe you don't want to steal, and it is good not to steal. You just want to make it at all costs. And you now neglect God because you are trying to make it at all costs. It is very possible that you are trying to make it at all costs, and in your pursuit for money, you know, I don't want to make it sound like it's an evil thing, because in the hearts of many people, they are not even saying it like that. And genuinely, it should not be generally seen like that. But as long as whatever you are pursuing is making you not to fulfill God's divine destiny in your life, it is a good limitation. But meanwhile, it's a limitation. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And the way every limitation can affect you, this is how even this good limitation too will affect you. Because the Bible said there's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end of it is what? Death. There's a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end of it is what? Death. That means it may be okay to you as a human being, but the end will produce death, not life. Now listen, you will never truly find fulfillment in life unless you are fulfilling destiny. You will never truly find fulfillment, true fulfillment in life. You may think you'll be fulfilled. You know, some people have this statement that if I have money, money is underrated, money answers, stops nonsense. When you have the money, then what? Now let me take you through something. Do you know wherever you are today, all of us seated here used to be our prayer point yesterday. But as you are seated here now, all of you have another prayer point. You still want something more from God. There was a time you wanted what you are experiencing right now, but now that you are there, you think you deserve something even better. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? So, like my friend would say, after the money, then what? After the wife, then what? After the two children or three children, then what? What next? Are we together? Many people pursue money and they think if they get that 5 million, all their needs are met. They believe they will not have any problem again. All right. Are you guys here?
Yes, sir.
So where was I? So after the 5 million now, you think you'll be what? Fulfilled. How many of you want 5 million right now? Like you want it? See how they shouted, Kai, Kai, Jesus. You have imagined 5 million, what it can do for you. We're checking out with my wife, so I knew that 5 million was no money. We're checking it last 2 days. We said, this one that our landlord is increasing rent every time. Let's try and have a plot of land. When we now went and priced land, we were shocked. So you see, when somebody is saying 5 million, now you get the 5 million. Then when you now get the 5 million, now you want to touch other things. And when you go and price something, they'll say it's 5 million. You'll now be shocked that you have not started this work. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? You will get the money you are looking for. And when you get to that point where you have what you are looking for, you will now discover you will need more things. You see, people that used to have no salary, they didn't used to have salary. Do you know it's even better now you are not playing, but try and play, be in the spirit. They didn't used to have any kind of salary. Immediately they started getting salary. It started from probably 50. They were very happy with 50K. After 2 months, 50K is too small for them. Because now they've updated their life with things around 50K. Before, they don't used to buy crate of egg. Now they started buying crate of egg. So now the money is not enough. You see that? Now they now get a better job that gives them 150. Boom! They just feel one kind of arrival. They've arrived. Then after they just do one or two things, you know, they now find that this 150 has finished before they pay them salary. I mean, people that talk like that, government workers, say before they pay the salary, it has finished. I've seen it everywhere. It has gone for where, you know. Then suddenly you get a job of 350. Travel with me. That person, remember, the person didn't have salary before. Now, 350 is not enough for that person. 350. He has gone to 500 now. 500 is still not enough. Do you know there are people who didn't have anything before? Now they are collecting 500 and they'll tell you, life is not fair. Things are tough. They never used, just like 4 months back, they were not salary earners. There were times you prayed for admission. Some of you seated here. You wanted to get to BSU and UNIAC. Yes. Or any other school that you'd have gone to. Some of you, few of you are still students. Some of you have graduated. Now, some of you that are still students, now you are in BSU and UNIAC. Is that how you felt? Do you thought it should be? Now, people are praying. There are people that are where you used to be now. They are actually praying for the admission. They think the best thing that will happen to them is an admission. But immediately they get the admission, they'll start praying for graduation. Father, please, push time. Let me graduate. Push time. First, I think it's GP first before graduation. GP rise. GP rise. Like it's Gary or rise. 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 Then the next thing is, Father, help me to graduate with my mates. You know, help me to graduate with my mates. Then they now graduate with that. You know that prayer, right? If you have prayed that prayer, you understand. You are not about first class. God, forget these people that want to have first class. Just help me graduate with my mates. When people are saying, can you make 3 points for me to make a first class? You say, So they talk better thing, they talk rubbish. Just remaining 0.5, I will become a first class student. I beg you, shift from this place, Jerry. God, please just help me graduate. You see somebody praying, why are you praying about? I don't want that carry over to appear again. I want to graduate in my mate. Yeah, there are people like that. True. But then you now finish BSU and graduate. Boom. Or UNIAGRI. You just face life. Life will say, how far? You'll be like, give me job, life. Life will be like, in which country? Now you are looking for a job. You have graduated though. What are you looking for now? Job. You get the job, the salary is not enough. You don't get the one that the salary is enough. What are you looking for next? Wife. You see, you are putting yourself in problem. You are just going. What do you want now? Wife. And it is necessary that, you know, I used to tell my friends that will say they don't want to marry. I say, one day you'll be here. Why not just be here early? Because the truth is that all of us must be here. We know you are not an eunuch. So what is this, pastor? One of my friends said, I said, go and marry. He said, sir, if this thing is sweet to you, you will not tell me to go and marry. I said, which kind of statement is that? He said, who will be making money from something and be sharing the information everywhere that people should go and make money? He said, it's a lie. Oh. Me, I know that the thing is not as sweet as people are saying it. I say it's sweet, he said, Kariani. Big lie. He said, see the way I'm playing ball now, blah blah blah. I'm outside till 9 p.m. You cannot do it. And when I thought about it, I truly cannot do it. But there was a time I used to do it. So now after training, I'll just sit with my guys, they will just play, just be talking, and I'll just say, Pastor Simon, where are you? I said, no, I'm very close. I said, Pastor Simon, you are a married man. No. I just own my car and start moving. Hallelujah to Jesus. But there was a time in my house I can fling anything anywhere and nobody would talk to me. In the parlor, I'll just throw cups somewhere and I'll just raise my leg somewhere and be watching any program I want to watch. And when I'm done, I'll go to my room and nobody will talk to me. Food will spoil in the kitchen. I remember one time Pastor Ed kept chicken. For 1 week, it was in the kitchen. And I was going out looking for food to eat. I didn't know there was plenty of chicken and food somewhere they kept. That was one of the experiences. It has happened several times. And nobody will shout for me. You know, I was so shocked when I got married one time. And my wife, I did not finish food. She was not angry. I was so surprised. She said, it's not sweet. Why will you not finish the food? You are wasting it. I'm not happy. Is the food not sweet? Blah, blah, blah. I said, See where the food reach. Said, that one, you are wasting it. What happened? Pastor Simon be telling me if you don't want it. I said, I started remembering. Before I got married, I will eat what I want and just go outside and just fling the plate with the food. Like the plate and the food. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like if the plate mistakenly fall, I'll just be like, it's okay, it's fine. God will provide another one. So as you keep on making progress, you'll be seeing many, many things. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You now get married, you have children. You see, if you want to follow money, you will not arrive anywhere. I saw one picture, money was just at the front. The person was following it till he got to the grave. That's how many people are living their lives. They are not aware that that's what they are doing, because the excuse for not following God very well is what? To them, it seems genuine. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? It seems genuine. Not even conscious of eternity. Nothing about eternity is stirred in their heart at any point. They've been schooled by the world. If you have money, you are a big boy, you only live once. You know, that's the most stupid statement I've ever heard. YOLO, you only live once. And if you are not careful as a child of God, that thing will start getting on your inside. You will think what you are doing right now is a waste of time. If you are not careful. You know, I was talking to some brother one day, and I think I wanted to post a link I saw from the book. A dear man wrote a book with very wonderful intention. And in a part of the book, he said he wants to say how his wife became successful. That his wife became successful because he borrowed her just $40 million to start business. Because she's diligent, she used $40 million and became a millionaire. Then the guy sent me the part of the book. He got so offended. He sent it to me. He said, see what this man said. That his wife is so diligent. That imagine, they gave the wife $40 million and the wife was able to become a millionaire. He said, what is wrong with this man? He should give me $5 million. In fact, $5 million is too much. He was just angry. He said, in fact, pastor, I'm reading my Bible. I'm not reading any book on success again. These people don't know what they are saying. He got offended. Imagine somebody is writing book. You bought the book with your money. You now read one part. You say, my wife is a very diligent. Let me teach you an example about with my wife. She's so diligent in that when I give her common 40 million, she became a millionaire. You made her a millionaire already. I don't know that you're getting what I'm trying to say. For the fact that you have 40 million in your account to start business, you are finished eating well now. I don't know that people get what I'm trying to say. Because 90% of people seated here, now if I say how much do you need to start your business, it's no more than 5 million. And it's not because you are bad, but you have not really, in fact, you don't have mind to just say 10 million. If somebody comes here and says, I'm ready to give you an amount to start your business, most people seated here, except you have heard me now, most people here will say, sir, if you just give me 2 million, in fact, some will say 500K. I'm telling you the truth. You know, I heard a pastor preaching one time. He said he told one of his members to choose her salary. He chose 250. Because where she was coming from was 200. Life had made, she has downgraded herself to her situation. That's why I always tell these government workers, I mean, what did they call them? I say, you people don't know that these people, they understand the system. The reason they don't want to add that with minimum wage, they want to teach you how to arrange your life around lack. There's a certain way you would think. That's why anybody that just buy car is overseen. You'll be doing like this. Even your father, you see somebody who's so old to be your father doing overseen, and they'll go and lie down with Okada waiting for the person to pass. Because they'll just use poverty to limit their thinking. We can't deny the fact that when you don't truly have so much, there's a certain way you'll be thinking. You know, one time my friend was telling me that they were somewhere and he was going to, one of these is rich friend in India. The guy's father was a brigadier general, so they went somewhere to meet one professor who was teaching in India, and he's a big man. And while they were talking, he shook the professor like this with one hand inside his pocket. Then the other person did like this, and after the other person was advising him that that's not how you are supposed to, he said, what do you mean by that? That guy comes to my father and we help him a lot of times. He say, Professor has to come to your father with that kind of car. He say, If it's not my father, save that position he has now in India, you know. I was there when he was begging my dad. But the other guy was coming from another parameters. He wants help. This one shaking like this has helped. Are you people getting on trying? Has helped the guy. You know, I'm not trying to teach anybody to be disrespectful to people. But I'm trying to say that this other guy does not have low self-esteem. Sometimes lack can give you low self-esteem. It's not because you're actually humble. That's why you see people who you think they are humble, when they have money, the way they'll be misbehaving. Be so amazed. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? So you see, the excuse for not serving God a lot of times when we talk about purpose, fulfilling destiny, seems to be genuine by a lot of human beings. That's why I started from there. In fact, some would think that whatever they are pursuing for money is their purpose. I don't know that you get what I just said. Some people think being a doctor is their purpose in life. Being a lawyer is their purpose. Being an accountant is their purpose. In fact, some think being a programmer is their purpose. And etc. And you may not necessarily say that's my purpose. The way you be living your life, all of us will just sit down and say, we have agreed that the way this brother is living his life, he has chosen that thing to be his purpose. Because of the negligence for kingdom stuff. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Very, very true. You don't need to say it. They say action speaks louder than what? Voice. It speaks louder. And that's why Jesus said in his word that the kingdom of God is not to the end that we do everything just to eat and drink. Many people, that's how they live their life. He said the kingdom of God is righteousness, joy, and what? Peace, where? In the Holy Ghost. That's how you fulfill destiny. If you are not doing this thing in the Holy Ghost, you are not fulfilling destiny. You can be a doctor, but if you are not doing it with a kingdom mindset, you are not fulfilling destiny. It's not bad to be a doctor, but what are you doing in that field? Because he has told us to go into the world and make disciples from what? All nations. Meaning if your doctoring is not profiting the kingdom, then you are not fulfilling destiny. You see, we as Christians, we have an agenda. Anywhere we go with our agenda. As we enter hospitals, we enter with our agenda. As it is in what? Heaven. So should it be on the earth in this hospital. At the status quo. As it is in heaven, so should it be on the earth in this school that I'm teaching at the status quo. As it is in heaven, so should it be in this marketplace where I'm selling at the status quo. Wherever you find yourself, as it is in heaven, so should it be in this school, from this department yet, where I'm schooling. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You are bringing God to anywhere you find yourself. And let me tell you something very, very interesting. Satan will fight you with every bit of everything in hell so that you don't achieve this focus. You know, I talk to Christians sometimes in my office, and I'm surprised they don't know that Satan is working hard. I'm surprised. You know, the way they talk so casual and pursue destiny so casual, they don't know. They have no idea. One time I was talking to a brother, and tears started falling from my eyes in the office. He was wondering why the matter was that serious. But I was seeing how Satan is trying to destroy him. Then I remembered something about my life. That's why tears are falling from my eyes. I said, you don't know that the devil wants to get you down by all means? He was also looking at me. I said, I remember years ago in my 200 level. I finished praying in the midnight, and around 5 a.m., not 5 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., I had a very terrible vision. I saw demons. I couldn't tell the end of those demons. I couldn't tell the end. And I woke up because they had scary faces, more like they were angry, frowning. And when I woke up, I was the only one. My roommate had traveled at that time. It's, I think, second semester, 100 level or so. Yes. He had traveled because internal level, I started staying alone. And I couldn't close my eyes to sleep again. I was so scared. I just opened my eye. I was just looking at scripture and quoting scriptures and quoting scriptures because I was very scared. I was very scared. I had not seen anything like that for a long time. And Lord told me, he said, this is how much, I heard it clearly. He said, this is how much Satan wants you down. I said, only me for this kind of demons? He said, not just only you, for anybody that seems to be rising and making sure that the agenda of God is established upon the face of the earth. This is how it goes for them. I was so surprised. I was so surprised. Because you see, most of us, our eyes are not open to the supernatural. We're not seeing what the things are truly pursuing us in the realm of the spirit. There are plenty. The Bible even speaks about the arrows that fly by day. So don't think it's about nighttime alone. If your eyes are open, I heard a story of a lady in Abuja. Was it Abuja or Ibadan? Ibadan expressway to Lagos. That she was kidnapped, then she was released later on. She said something unique happened. She saw this lady. You know, some people look religious. You could tell they are Christians from their look. And she was trying to cross the road. They had already kidnapped her, covered her mouth. She saw how they were contemplating to carry the other lady. And somebody was like, don't carry. Let's go for her. And I said, forget that lady. That lady does not look like somebody we should carry. And she was wondering, that's the only excuse for not carrying that lady, and they carried her. She does not look like somebody they should carry, but they carry her. And she told the Lord that if she leave this place, finally, she will serve God all her life. That she now said, if people know the kind of things they've escaped, imagine that lady, till today, that lady, I'm sure she has not met that lady. Till today, that lady didn't know that there was a day they wanted to kidnap her. They were contemplating. And the only reason why they did not kidnap her was because they said, from their perspective, they said she doesn't look like somebody they should kidnap. You can imagine. The terrible thing Satan would have wanted to do. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Look at, people thought it was a coincidence with Jesus. The prophet Isaiah prophesied that none of his bones would be broken. Isn't it? You know, one time I was studying the Bible, I even found out that everything Jesus did, there was prophecy about it. It didn't just happen. Do you know, even walking on water, it was prophesied in the book of Job. I found out everything had been said before it happened. They say none of his bones will be broken. And that soldier, it was a mere soldier, looked at Jesus against tradition. According to their tradition, you should break bones when people die. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. Imagine your tradition, your core tradition in your culture. Somebody just goes against it in the name of, let's just leave that guy. That's the only reason. Let's just leave him. I think he's a nice guy. That's the only reason. He thought that he was just being human, saying Jesus was a nice guy, let's just leave him and not break his bones. For somebody who was dead, yes, still favored. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. But words have already gone ahead. Are you even getting what I'm trying to say? The Bible said prophecy had gone ahead, none of his bones. But this is how it went. So casual. Don't break his bone. He's a nice person. Just leave him. So people. people may just be nice to you and do something for you. You would think they are just being casually nice, unnecessarily nice, but actually it is prophecy being fulfilled. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? It is prophecy being fulfilled. See, as casual as it looks like in scripture, to fulfill prophecy, that's how it can be so casual to get you off destiny. Satan will just bring somebody your way, and that's all. You interface with one person and your life is changed. Just like you interface with one person and today see how you are as a Christian. I was telling leaders yesterday, don't get too excited at the peak of your success yet. Because overexcitement sometimes can cause you to enter into trouble. You are so excited, you are so successful right now. You'll be so surprised that if you are not careful and keep on being diligent and disciplined, this excitement, I mean, at this point of your life now, is the reason why you go down again. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? One person, you interface with one person. Some of you who started with us a long time ago, you can tell. You met one person, they brought you to church. Look at what is happening with your life today. The same way you met one person that changed your life. If Satan wants to get you down, he doesn't need many people. Just one person. Not just even the person, just a word. He plants the wrong seed in your heart. The Bible says, wherever the good master plants, that is where the enemy likes to plant. He doesn't go to just plant on ground that are empty. Wherever God plants, that's where his timing to plant pass to. Isn't that interesting? That God is doing something mighty with your life. It is you that Satan is interested in. According to Matthew 13. So God just says something wonderful. The seed of his word is on your inside. The Bible said the tribulation and trials, they come to us because of the seed of the word. Can you remember? Because of the seed of the word. They wouldn't just come. But the storm is coming because of the seed of God's word on your inside. You are saying, why me? This is why it is you. You know, some of you don't even rate yourself so high. You don't rate yourself that high. Oh, I'm getting to this kind of things is happening to me. I don't know if God is real. If God, you know, there's something on your inside that Satan is scared of. That's why this situation is around you like this. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He's scared of the seed on your inside. I told some brethren years ago, I said, as I'm talking to you people right now, I'm implicating you people. They say, what do you mean, sir? I said, there's such a thing called the test of light. I said, I hope you don't regret what brought you here today. Now, Paul said, because of the abundance of light given unto me, he said, the devil put a thorn on my flesh because of the light. Because of the abundance of light. He said, Satan put a thorn on my flesh. Meaning Satan was scared of the seed of God's word in Paul. I mean, probably he heard what Paul was saying and he was like, if these things get into manifestation, we're finished from the earth. So I'm going to cause a distraction on Paul. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And if he couldn't get to Paul, probably he would start trying people around Paul. Because, you know, he knows where the source of the seed is coming from. Are you getting what I'm trying to say now? He knows. So if I can't get Paul, if I can't shut the mouth of Paul, I'll make sure I frustrate him with the closest people around him. One Tuesday, I was preparing for service and the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, all of this nonsense you see around you, especially with leadership, one or two times we saw rubbish with leadership. He said, it is not because of them. Satan sacrificed them to get your heart. And it was quite interesting to me. You think when people misbehave and betray other people and become disloyal, it is because of they are that important? Think about it. Peter, everybody is important before God, but get where I'm trying to go. Peter was very important to Jesus. Yet Satan spoke through Peter. What did Jesus say? Satan, get behind me. Everybody, there were a lot of sinners on the earth. Satan chose Judas to betray Jesus. Why Judas? I was talking with my friend one time. He said, see, Judas was treasurer. He said, Simon, tell me, before you made somebody treasurer in your church, how many times did you pray? I said, many times, brother. He said, because you are scared of them stealing church money, isn't it? That means you vetted their character. You prayed so that God would choose them. I said, yes. He said, that's how Jesus too saw things. He gave Judas because he felt like Judas was somebody that can hold money very well because probably he has a good character. So Jesus was close to Judas, very close to Judas. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Listen to the very intimate statement that Jesus told Judas after the betrayal. He said, Judas, you betrayed me with a kiss. That's what killed the guy. Oh. Satan started leveraging on that. He couldn't rest again. He said, you betrayed the Son of Man with a kiss. Imagine your best friend. You ask your best friend that kind of question. You guys have gone through thick and thin. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Thick and thin. And one day the person betray you and you just ask the person, so this is how you betray me? And the guy went outside, started crying, threw away the money. He thought it was about the money. You know, you think it's something you're pursuing, blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, I wish I can break this so well, but let me just try. You see, the guy thought he had a money problem. Judas did not really have a body problem. Because at the end, he did not spend the money. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He didn't really have a money problem. He felt like he needed money. He truly needed money. He will compromise. No, his heart was not right. That's why the money problem came inside. His heart was not right. Because at the end, he didn't care about the money. Think about it. You just wake up one morning and say, I don't think I can keep on serving God. I want to go and do something else. Especially because you have the hand of God upon your life. A call of God upon your life. Do you know how many times I told my pastor, you know how many times I contemplated leaving this state? Maybe after some little chat, I just said, but I have to leave this state. There's nothing here. Many people have talked like this. The people, you hear people say, even yourself, maybe you have said it, there's nothing in this state. Let's leave here to another place. If I wonder, I was contemplating leaving the country. Say, with all these things happening, these people, I think I should just leave the country and be greeting them online. I can be doing Facebook ministry. And of course, the Holy Spirit will come and rebook me in the cool of the day. When my head have calmed down, I will not say, son, you made a mistake. That statement was wrong. Blah, 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 blah. Satan will always try. Sometimes small challenges come. You'll be wondering, what are we even doing here? We had a land issue one time. I was telling my wife, I said, I'm relocating this ministry to Abuja. These people here, they don't think rightly. They think so foolishly. How can I get land? You know, with young people like this, we try, we got land, and somebody just somewhere is just liking the land and is fighting. I said, what kind of useless mentality is that? Let's leave this state. I now called somebody, I said, get the land. He was disturbing me to buy the land. One of the neighbors. I said, how much do you want to buy the land? Then while he was trying to price, I just felt odd. I said, I'll talk to you later. Then later he called me, I said, I've changed my mind. I said, Pastor, I thought you wanted to, I really need that land. I say, it's God's land. I can't make decision. That's how we just stop talking. I truly wanted us to sell it and relocate. Because the value increased times 2 or 3, Zef. But Lord told me, he said, no. This is where you ought to be. You know, I was talking to one of my friends during that season. I was telling him, I was soon relocated. I was shocked this church people. I'll just come and announce to them that we're leaving. We're going to relocate to Abuja. I'm sure some of them may be even happy. Because that's their dream city. While I was talking with him, as I started laughing, normally he would laugh with me, but he did not laugh. He just kept quiet. I said, Akananang, are you there? He said, Prophet, I'm here. I'm just surprised that you are talking like this. This is not you. Is there a problem? I said, I don't laugh again. I said, there's no problem. I'm just, he said, no, you don't even joke this kind of joke. As he said, I remember when I joked with you about taking the headquarters to Abuja, how you rebuked me. This is not you. Is it not you that refused to go to Russia to school? Is it not you that refused to go to Canada? Is it not you that refused? Is a captain? Is it not you that refused to join Nigeria Army? You would have even been my senior right now. But you refuse. Why are you not just because of a situation? Can't you just deal with that situation? I was now quiet. He said, are you there? I said, I'm here. And when we spoke, I just ended the call. I began to pray. I just knew that something was not right. Because of the little challenges now, Paul calls it. Why I say little is because the Bible calls it little. You see, for our light affliction. If the Bible calls it light, it's because the Bible knows that you are very strong. That's why Paul told Timothy, say, be strong in the Lord. The Lord is the source of your strength. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Don't act like a child, like a baby. I was talking to a pastor, one of our pastors one time. The person was going through some challenges. Sir, I was just wondering, these challenges. I said, you are a pastor. You need challenges. You need it. How will you talk to people tomorrow without challenges? He says, sir, try to get me. You don't know how to counsel people. You don't know how to advise people. Small challenge, you have changed location. Small challenge, you have run away. You are running away from battles. You know, some Christians that like to talk about battles. Any small thing, you are running away from a problem. Imagine Joseph was running away. Since today you talk about Joseph, say, Joseph, any small thing you have called Joseph's name. You now, Joseph, this thing what to happen to you, you are running away. Just common talk, they talk to you. They've not put you into inside well, which they'll put you probably. You have not entered well yet. We are just starting the journey. You just said your vision in the house. You said what you saw. Like Joseph said. You know, some people say Joseph made a mistake. You would have not said it. Listen, Joseph did not make any mistake. The Bible says, what I have declared to you in the secret place, go and declare on the mountaintop. Say, don't say your vision before enemies. No, brother, if God said it, say it. I'm not saying the plans of your businesses and the rest. That's not your vision. That one, you are on your own. God tell you to start selling a particular thing. You now put it online. The Lord says, they will start selling it. It will shock you. Then your own will not come and walk. Are you looking? I'm trying to explain to you. That one is different. Joseph said it. And when he said it, what happened? There was chaos. The brother said, this small thing. Say, we'll bow down to him. Is he mad? Conspiracy. But it was okay that he had said it. And some of us were in that part where we are saying, people that I know, people that I trust, my blood. You know, I remember years ago, there was one of this young man in the barracks. This. So he's a captain now. He called me during my court wedding. And he was complaining about a certain brother who, to him, they called himself Blood. They were the same coursemate in the military, but they withdrew him at Fort Tama because he blew a wool. Meaning he went outside without permission. So he called me because I know the person. He said, sir, imagine, I would have dealt with this guy, but it's my blood. Not my blood. I was about to start confetti. I started laughing. I said, if it's your blood, take it easy. He said, sir, but my wedding is on Saturday. He's not picking calls. And that was Wednesday. He needed his jotters before Saturday. The guy is not picking calls. I has paid complete money. So in the wedding, after I had to go and look for that person, sat him down. I said, do you want to live long? He said, yes. I said, why are you wicked? Carrie, do you need money to send that? He said, I've done it. I said, look for a way, send that guy. If not, your blood will remove blood from your body. You know, some people just at the blood level now, their blood level, they are feeling bad. You see them, see this on their status. They are putting all their problem on their status. Now family members go kill you. Now people will know you go kill you. Now them. Small challenge. You are not expecting that kind of thing. It now happens. If I saw my beefing, you know, I will not talk to my uncle. My uncle wants to kill my mother. My mother wants to kill this one. Fear family members. Oh. In fact, now your brother, Gong, will kill you. Then it will make some of you now who have genuine brothers start suspecting your brothers. Leave people that have brother problem to have brother problem. You, that your brother is not a problem. You better be seeing your brother with the right eye. Are you even getting what I'm trying to say? Because you finish that kind of conference and I say, so don't trust, even your blood, don't trust them. You now go back and say, Johnson, give me my ATM card. All the things I've put in your account, send it to my... They say, Moku, no trust blood. Now, who know you go kill you? Joseph did not feel so bad, even though I'm sure he felt bad. They did not stop there. They plot against Joseph. They carry him and put inside well. Blood. How many of you have seen small of what Joseph saw? Small. Tell me now. You'll be crying every time during worship. Tell me if you have seen small. Tell me. At least they hate you. Have they put you inside well? Say, no, pastor, in our own village, they used to put people inside bottle. At least it's bottle. But you are still in your house. If they put Joseph in boat, you think he would have complained? They carried the guy, put him inside literal where? There's snake probably. Maybe Joseph not killed. They did not should tell us all those parts. Maybe he killed one poor snake inside or one black cat. What if there was water in the well? Meaning Joseph was swimming for like 2 days. He now put his leg like this. I was sleeping like this. Imagine it now. Then after how many days they came and removed him? Well, after some days they came and what? Removed him and sold him to slavery. That was wickedness. It's the same blood, though. The same father. It's not step brother. The same father and mother. Sorry? Different brothers, but the same blood, isn't it? Sorry. Are we together? Look at the depth of wickedness. Some of you are now putting perspective together. Say, okay, step brothers, that's how they do. I mean, it's blood. That's what I'm trying to say. It's blood. He now went to Egypt and got a job. Follow me carefully. He got a job. Potiphar's house. He now had a Potiphar's wife issue. A tall, fair, beautiful woman of his boss started cutting him eye. Today, they call it sugar mommy. Joseph had a sugar mommy in his boss's house. And then of becoming a billionaire. He said, no. He said, how can I do this great sin against God? You see that? If you have a walk with God, it's very important. That's what will cause you to start destiny and fulfill it. If Joseph never knew God, he would have compromised. Years ago, I remember as a student, a lady who was contesting for Miss Idoma or something messaged me how that she won it, but they would not give her her car and the amount of money until she sleeps with almost 4 men or something. And I said to her, I said, this is not about collect your property by force. I said, you did not buy it. All we need to do is to just avoid them. Don't go for them. She said, yes, sir. After 2 weeks, I saw her with the car. So now I don't need to ask stupid questions. And when she saw me, she just waved from a distance. She did not stop. Not naturally, she stops to greet me. She blew up because she doesn't want to hear my questions, which I would definitely ask. That's why she started avoiding me. Till we graduated, she would just say up on side, but she would just shift because she doesn't want that question. How did you manage to get this car and collect the money? Is it because God was not strong in her heart? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? She could not resist that temptation. She wanted the car. You know, people were expecting her to be driving the car, so she wanted to prove to people she has the car already. But Joseph said, how can I do this great sin? Nobody was watching Joseph. Nobody was seeing Joseph. They would have done it and nothing. She would have credited him and that's how it would have been ever after. But that would have been a limitation to who? Joseph. Because Joseph that is supposed to rule over Egypt now will be stuck in the Potiphar's house. Doing business with the wife. And one day, they say 99 days for the thief. One day they would not catch them. Joseph would have died. Because Potiphar will kill him. It's the truth. And nothing will happen. He was just a slave. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But the guy refused. She tore, his clothes was torn. The woman then tore her clothes. Then she cried. Do you know what it means for a woman to cry? She tore her clothes and cried. Rip, rip, rip. Are you getting why am I saying rip, rip? You are snapping me as I'm doing rip. And they caught Joseph and took him to prison. Beat him up! Imagine what Potiphar would have done to that man. You try my wife, hey boy, hey boy. My beautiful wife. Eh? Blah, 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 blah. Hey boy. Take this bastard to the prison. They took him. What was his case? He tried to rape Potiphar's wife. Imagine what the prisoners would be saying in their hearts. What was your case? Now you just say, you get mine though. People, imagine how the prisoners will be saying, rape, rapist, come and lead prayer. Because rapist now is claiming to be spiritual. Do you know the, you understand that complication? Early in the morning, they see Joseph doing good morning, Jesus. And they remember that he was accused of raping. You know what I'm trying to, where I'm trying to land? The fact that people can still talk again. On your path of fulfilling destiny, you have different oppositions. Sometimes they'll accuse you wrongly. Are you even getting what I'm trying to say? But can you resist it? Some people will start crying. You know why I like Cristiano Ronaldo? Not because some of you think Messi is better. That's not, I don't feel like because it's better, even though I know it's better, but that's not an argument. Are we together? You have your perspective, I have my perspective. I'm the pastor here, you can't stand up and argue with me. Are we together? You can hold your own perspective. But you do know why I like him? The guy can chest criticism. He can chest it. You are criticizing him, you see him doing like this during the game. He loves it. That's when he will score. And he always score. Tell me when they criticize Ronaldo that he did not score. You just see the Messi fan, their voice will just reduce. It doesn't mean Messi still have World Cup. We understand that. But you see, he will always deliver. For his country, he will deliver. For his club, he will deliver. You are mocking him, he is getting inspiration. I remember I watched one match where he missed the goal. They started laughing and shouting, Messi, Messi. Instead of dribbling to the 18, he stayed just after the center of the field and pushed the ball small and play a shot like rocket. When he entered the post, he started saying they should call the name. They were not shouting the name. They were shouting goal. He's the only player that opposition was disturbing him. He now scored opposition. When he scored opposition just stood up and started clapping for him. Juventus. He now said, for being this kind, I'll go to your team. From Madrid, he now signed Juventus. He entered there, he became the highest goal scorer. I love him because of he's so determined. Until today, at his old age in football, people should not be expecting much. But people's problem, major people, 90% of football fans who don't like Ronaldo, are still talking about him at age 40-something. You know, that's what happens when you are successful. I'm sorry if the Messi fans are getting me wrong, but that's not exactly how I want you to see it. Just trying to teach you something there. Even Jesus was criticized, isn't it? By the Pharisees. Sometimes they come and ask useless questions. The Bible says Jesus will perceive that this question is not because they want to learn anything. They just want to test him. Opposition was too much. Yet Jesus was determined to fulfill destiny. They are talking against me. Why would they not talk against you? There's a saying that says when a fruit is ripe, a mango fruit is ripe on the tree, everybody will be trying to what? Pluck it. They have to talk about you. Give yourself some credit. You deserve to be talked about. Because you are en route for fulfilling destiny. And let me tell you something. Some of you who are following God like this, you know, and trying to fulfill your call and the fivefold. Don't think that Satan will not send friends. Sometimes at the initial point, even family members will misunderstand you. They misunderstood me in my family. My father disowned me 2 times. 2 times. He says, Simon, you are hereby disowned from this family. That's one. The Lamb brought me back. The second time again, he did it. I think now I just brought myself back and we have not spoken about it till date. But today he will say, I'm proud of you. You know, I'm proud of you. You know, I'm proud. Everything is my kid that is suffering. Any bad thing is, you see your brother Simon? He has never given me one headache. He's here, you can ask him. If he just do one wrong thing, now he can't even cough. Because if he cough, they'll say, Simon does not even cough. But there was a time I was disowned. Because I got to a place in Lagos where we're trying to do visa for medicine to Canada to study medicine and surgery. I remember how he collected the money, 2 point something million, at that time, after secondary school, time to travel. And I now said to him, I said, the Lord is not leading me to Canada. What do I even know at that age? He said to me, are you mad? I said, sir, God told me that my destiny is in Nigeria. He now told people, excuse us, we're coming. And I said, Simon, are you very stupid? Are you mad? You are going to sign that thing and you are leaving. I said, sir, no, I'm going to BSU. That's where my destiny is. He said, go and wait for me inside the car. As I went there, he just told them he'll get back to them. Took me to the house, called my mother. When she came, he said, my brothers have put something in this boy's head. That's why I was telling you, you should not go and do the media in that school. In that baby. They've put charm inside his head. He's not thinking right again. How can somebody hear Canada and choose baby? Is he mad? Walk on that boy. If not, he's disowned. No jokes. To the military. His boss told him that I should just write the exams. And if I can pass the exams, I must become a military officer. A regular military officer. More like a compensation for him. So I bought the form. He bought the form for me, filled everything. And we wrote through JAMB that time. You know, I was telling somebody, Yerima, I think I even wrote before Yerima or something because we're in the same bank. People say, you wrote before Yerima? I said, yeah, that means if I was in the military, I'll be Yerima senior right now. I said, many years ago. And when the JAMB score came out, I saw that I passed very well. And I knew that I would go to NDA. So I went and bought change of institution with my personal money. And I changed it to BSU hiddenly. So the name came up for NDA. They did not see my name. Everybody was shocked. The boss called. What happened now? He did not pass the exam. And I told my dad I didn't pass. Where is the JAMB this thing? I'm not able to download it. I don't even know why the network is so bad. That's why we're at it today like this. Now, it was not nice because after a while, I now had to confess. I don't know that I fully even confessed, but sometimes to tell him that that thing that happened that time, there was human, this thing, you know. I don't know that he has understood the confession, but maybe after this service, I'll go fully and do the confession. And now I'm trying to show you how I ran away from things that look so nice. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They look nice because this thing I'm saying is some people's dream. It's the truth. They tried the NDA several times, it not work. Then I said, okay, let me settle down for this. No. I found out at a young age that was not my destiny, even though it was so nice. As I'm standing here, you may not believe it. I don't have one appetite to travel out of this country. One appetite. My wife is here, she can bear witness. I was supposed to travel the last time with her. I refused to travel. The only thing is that I couldn't call for my money. I wanted to say they should give me the money, but I was ashamed to say they should give me the money. I don't have one appetite. It's not because I think other countries are useless. No, I'm not that moved by all those things. I just want to fulfill destiny. It comes to that point. Don't think that we grew with it. I mean, we were given birth with that desire. No, as you begin to serve God. The Bible speaks about, let's see it briefly in the book of Ephesians. Your persuasions and desire to fulfill destiny can only be steered in Christ Jesus. So as you grow in Christ, your persuasion and the desire to only want to fulfill destiny will come alive. Ephesians 1 and 10. Ephesians 1 and 10. I want us to read together. Want to read that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might what? Let's read together. Both which are in and which are on in him. Now let's read it 11 together with a loud voice. Verse 11. Want to read. Give me the Amplifier rendition. Literal Amplify, not the classic. Let's read together again. In him also we have received a destiny. Beforehand. It is only in Christ Jesus you can fulfill destiny. You see, if you don't understand your place in Christ, you'll be craving for useless destiny to want to fulfill. You know, one time I was talking with a young man, and I said he said he's a drummer. I said, what is your purpose in life? He said, drum. I said, maybe some people are supposed to drum, but you, I know you are not supposed to drum. He said, why do you say so? I said, you grew up drumming. That's why you like drumming. You are in a situation where you have to drum. Me too, I was a drummer. But I'm preaching today. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Some people probably are supposed to do that, those kind of things. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? But I say for you, I've observed you. You just like music. And time prove it. I think today is working as an associate pastor somewhere. Are we together? But years ago, he felt like he's supposed to be drumming because he was so attached to drumming. There was a time all of you seated here now, the male. There was a time, how many of you know played Sega? Okay, because some Gen Z generation will not know Sega. They don't know Sega. Okay, who played PS1? Let me see whether they can even try for PS1. They still don't know. Okay. Alright, who is playing PS5 or PS4? You all know that one. Now, there was a time we had something they call Sega. Family. Me, I played more of Sega, although I don't know what you're talking about. That one, they will hold like this, right? But I played more of Sega. And you can remember Mortal Kombat. And the football there. But I think people played more of the Mortal Kombat. From back, see. That was Luken, right? Bicycle, kick. And the rest. Then some of you are so wonderful. You know all the brutality in your head. XS, YY, back, CC, blah, blah, blah. Now, there was a time that if they had asked, if your dad asked you, if he was coming from the US and asked you, son, what do you want me to buy for you? 90% of us in that generation will shout what? Sega. But now, if they ask you, is land you want. But that time, you shout what? Sega. Now, the ladies are looking at me and wondering what is happening. Even you people. There was a time that, you know that doll, I don't know if some of them know these things. That one that they will hold, that one that have body. Some of them don't know it now. They don't know it. They know teddy bear. They know bear. The one they will hold by their, these big ones. There was a time that there's what they call baby. You just put it to stand and be looking at you like you. And you see some ladies buffing it and arranging the hair, imaginary hairs and the rest. There was a time. If your dad was coming from UK and say, hey Angela, what should I buy for you? Buy me Ododo plenty, daddy. At that time, you felt like that was the best thing that can happen to you. You know, last Sunday, we were even testing this thing. We said, how many of you want, we want PS5 right now? Some people, some boys raised their hand. We said, those are the boys from the men. PS5 overland, they choose PS5. Those ones just got admission. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They've not understood life. You know, when you just get admission, you'll be thanking God you have left home. Then your first semester 200 level, you'll be wondering if it's necessary to do this thing from home. You know, in 100 level, they say, carry rice, carry flour for turning. Say no daddy, no carry Tom Brown, no conflicts. Then when you start having conflict with your life now, you say, mommy, can you people say half bag of tuwo masara, can you send it? When you go back, what you'll be carrying, you see somebody carrying rice gari from their family house, though fresh everywhere, I'll be coming, they don't want to die. No, Paul said, when I was a child, I thought as a child. I behaved like a child. 1 Corinthians 13. He said, but when I grew up by the word of God, I left childish ways. Some people now thinking they've discovered purpose. They are just playing. They are in their childish ways. They don't understand purpose. How can you want to fulfill purpose? You are not grabbing God. Grabbing God. How? So I want the excellence of Daniel. You are whining the excellence of Daniel. You think that excellence was just him working hard. See, Daniel was outstanding. Even unbelievers, you see them talking about Daniel. Didn't your Bible say, Daniel was not just outstanding because he desired to be outstanding physically and etc. The guy was pursuing God very well. And he saw that God set that excellence in his heart. The Bible says he had a spirit of excellence. It came from the Holy Spirit. From God. It was shared in his heart to be outstanding. There is no way you'll be serving God and in your class, the Holy Ghost will not want you to be the best. If you have the Holy Ghost, he doesn't want you to be the best. That Holy Ghost is not the real one. The real one will share the fact that you should become the best. He doesn't want to be below. The Bible says you shall be above only and never be next. Some of us never saw it like that. But you have graduated. Whatever class of degree you graduated with, it's not a problem yet. See, as long as you have the Holy Ghost and you are in Christ, just think future possibilities. You may have not made a first class in your first degree, but you can make a first class life. You can have a first class life if you walk with the Holy Spirit. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Daniel was so diligent. There was a case that happened with the king. Nobody was bringing a solution. And the king said, well, I'm giving up on this thing. Nobody has a solution. Daniel said, oh king, give me one night. He did not go and read, though. Oh king, give me. There were some things, solution he brought by reading, by physics and chemistry. This one he brought, he downloaded it by prayer. Go and read your Bible. He said, king, give me one night. I will interpret this dream to you. And when the king said, okay, Daniel, he said, all the magicians and the babalawos, they cannot do it. You are saying we should give you one night. Don't think that because we are wearing suit, we are no more dangerous than Aizen wine. We are dangerous than Aizen wine. I don't know whether people are getting what I'm trying to explain to you. You know, you watch Nollywood, you see all those herbalists hold this thing and they will now be making you feel. In fact, from the movie, your mind will be doing one kind. 1 year sabah. You know, you watch all those movies. They'll be making it look like it's so, you know, you are more dangerous than those things. The Bible says you have a high priest, the highest priest. Not all this one in Abia. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You have a high priest that lives eternally. Those ones, they used to sleep. This one lives eternally making intercessions. I know you watch it, I hear one kind of incantation they are making. This one is always doing the incantation. There's no time to stop it. He's always talking for you on your head. Just talking. You are more dangerous than them. Nobody could get it. Daniel prayed. I'm not sure he prayed in tongues, of course, because the Holy Ghost was not fully in him at that time. He had a measure of the Spirit. But Daniel, with the measure of the Spirit, prayed to God and downloaded the answer for the king. I prophesy some of you are downloading answers for kings in the name of Jesus. Answers for kings and nations. He downloaded the answer for the king. And when he was done, the Bible said the king was so shocked and excited, was celebrated that victory. And of course, Daniel kept on being successful, had a good rapport with the king. But the people were not excited. This is why you need God en route fulfilling destiny. You need God. They were not excited at some point. Daniel never planned for that to happen. Daniel was very diligent and good. But who told you that you will not have challenges because you are being very diligent and good? People will still rise up against you. Daniel didn't do anything to deserve that kind of wickedness from the people. He did nothing. He was diligent. He was minding his business. But Satan wanted Daniel down. As long as it is somebody that has the interest of God in his heart, Satan does not want that person at the top. Why? Because righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a what? A reproach. So Satan fought also. He was the one that put those desires in the heart of those rulers to speak against Daniel. Don't think they did it on their own. Satan will always use men just like God will use men too. They felt like they were the ones creating conspiracy against Daniel, but it was the devil that was sharing those things in their hearts. The Bible speaks about the battlefield of our mind where there are a lot of spiritual battles over ideologies. God is sending his own thoughts of light. Satan is sending his own thoughts of darkness. But if somebody does not have alignment with the Holy Ghost, the thought of darkness will prevail. And they went to the king and said, king, this man does not respect you. He does not respect you. Imagine all of us will be bowing down to your God. But this guy will not bow down. What kind of a guy is he? Does he think that he's bigger than you? And of course, the king was in a tight situation. He wanted to prove to the people he was king. He said, I will observe. When they played the music, he found out that Daniel did not bow. You know, I explained something around this thing to you people last 2 weeks. I said, some of you who listen to worldly song, this is what we're trying to talk about. This is the understanding, the prophetic explanation. That as you are dancing you are vibing to that song, you are buying to a deity. The truth is that you can never be sitting on the fence. You are either for light or darkness. And it controls, if God is the source of your life, if God is the light of your life, you see life through God in every aspect, including music. You can't be claiming you want to raise a godly home and you are a master of worldly songs. I told you something I did one time with my younger sister. The second one following me. She's married with 2 kids. One time I went to her house in Makurdi here before she traveled to Lagos, relocated to Lagos. And she was watching this big brother. She has repented now, so I can talk about it. She was watching this big brother Ninja. And her daughter came to greet me. Uncle. So I now turned the daughter and said, watch carefully and enjoy what you are watching. Because I've spoken to her, she will not change. I said, enjoy the view. And they were dancing anyhow and doing rubbish. I was saying, watch, do you like the way they are dancing? I was doing it purposely. She was so small, she doesn't understand what I'm saying. I said, and I said, dance like them. She now entered. I said, ah, but Simon, why are you telling my daughter to watch this kind of thing? I said, why should she not watch? Is her mother not watching? Daughter, watch. May you become like this, right? She said, God forbid. I said, God forbid too. Then I said, sit down. As I finished preaching, I saw that she was very emotional. That was the last day I ever entered the house and heard anything secular. Sorry, worldly. Because secular may not be worldly. Are we together? Like National Anthem is a secular song, but it's not a worldly song. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? She changed. Because she doesn't want her daughter to be like that. If we want to raise a strong generation, we can't be claiming you are a father, the man of the house. Most of you who are potential fathers here. Then you are listening to that kind of song. You want to raise a godly generation. In social studies, they say the smallest unit of a community is what? The family. Meaning family makes up a community. And in your own house, everybody is listening to worldly song. How will we? You know, when we say these things, people say, what is there to just vibe to song? I have a friend, he today smokes Igbo. He's addicted to Indian hemp. Anytime I think about that boy, I feel like crying. Somebody say, Pastor, why did you not change him? That time I was not so far from him in my thinking. But coincidentally, he fell a victim to that. I did not. And I became born again. I remember the songs, Lil Wayne. That earliest time that his first song came, I got blood in my eyes. We were vibing to the song with him. Me, I now became born again. But he was still vibing to the song. This boy, we just see that I got blood in my eyes. I will just be blood in his eyes, blood in his eyes. One day, I came out in the morning, early in the morning, around 4 or 5, just stretching myself, preparing for training in the morning. And I saw this, my friend, coming out from bush. Thick bush. In the barrack. Nobody gets to that kind of bush like that early in the morning. He just first peeped. Nobody was watching. Then he came outside. I then shouted his name. He came close to me. Then there's one perfume we know. If you are smoking, there's one perfume. Early in the morning, he was scenting. I said, have you bitten this morning? He said, no. I said, why are you scenting nice? He was just looking into my eyes. I said, this is the perfume for people that smoke. I know it. Have you started smoking? As I asked him the question, tears started falling from his eyes. He has started smoking. I didn't know that was the reason why he started smoking. Of course, years later, when I began to read this part of scripture, you are just vibing to a song, not knowing that you are submitting to a deity. As they played the sound, the people of that village word, that kingdom word, bow to the deity. That's what happens when you listen to the worldly song. Unconscious, you are bowing to the supremacy of Satan. There is no way you not be affected by what you are hearing. Some people say, I just listen to the beats, not the words. Why is it that when we play the beats now, you remember the words? Let's take for instance. Tum, tum, tururururu. Can you remember that? Maybe some of you cannot remember. Tum, tururum, tum, 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 tururum. You see, teacher is laughing. He remembers. As long as you hear the beat, you just remember the words. Now listen, faith does not come by listening. It comes by hearing. As long as you are in an environment where you are in a situation where you need to, where you'll be hearing, you are subjected to hearing, faith will come. And if faith comes by hearing, what about fear? What about any rubbish? If it works for God, it works everywhere. Stupidity comes by hearing too. That's why the Bible says, do not sit around people in a wrong company because they will corrupt good manners. You said, I'm just sitting with them. I'm not talking with them. I don't used to talk. When they talk, I don't used to join them. You are hearing what they are saying. And the Bible says, the words of the wicked wait in search for blood. There's a season of your life where you probably may be offended. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? When something wrong will happen, a situation will just come. Then those words they said years ago, you remember it. Let me give you an instance. You have a very good friend right now. No matter what they say about the friend, she's still your best friend. But a time will come, you know, crisis proof relationship. You people will be in a situation where you have to talk to yourselves, not so nice and etc. You probably were roommates, alright? And you, one of the things you have been hearing about that your friend, do you know that season of your life now will start resurrecting? Those things you heard about your friend, they say she's this, they say, you never believed it all. But now that you have problem, you are not seeing everything they are saying. You see, not because it is true, but if you never heard those stupid words, you would have not actually, you would have solved this problem easily. But now that you heard those useless words, this problem that you people are having now will be very long. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say now? The words of the wicked wait in search for blood. That's how it is even with spirituality. You hear wrong things, wrong songs, wrong words from music, and etc. A time of your life, a trying time in your life that Satan is trying to get you down, those words will start rising from your heart. Just sit somewhere. A lady was telling me this in my 300 level while I was counseling her and her boyfriend. She said, because they came to confess to me, and I respect them for that confession. They said they don't understand themselves. How they are looking at themselves, they don't understand. So they came for counseling. And I said, think about the source of your problems. Because I know people understand new Christian realities. She said she thinks, although she said one day she was in the hostel, she was listening to this song by John Legend. And it's a nice song. All of me wants all of you. All your curves and all your edges. All your perfect. Did I tell the story of that song in my life? How we, after a fellowship meeting, one of my friends called me and said, there's a new worship song. I said, what's the worship song? He said he can't remember everything, but the guy was like, all of you, me wants all of you. Oh, yo, I can't remember what they said there, but something like that. Me, I did not do research. I started googling, all of me want all of you, all of me. And I got to the song. I said, yeah, I've gotten the worship song. I started singing, all of me, Jesus wants all of you. I didn't even know the meaning of curves and edges. Do you know what I said? All your curves and all your edges. I did not know. I sincerely did not know what I was telling God. Then I was with one of my friends, Peter Ada, in Otukotas. I said, you heard one of these nice songs. They know I like music very well. He said, what song is that? I said, all of me want. He started laughing. And I said, all your curves and all your edges. Thank you, Jesus. All your perfect. He said, Simon, do you know what you just said? I said, no. He said, what is curves and edges? I said, hey. Tell me. He said, cause is this. He explained it. Courageous. You say, does God have cover? I said, hello. Now, that lady said she heard the same song. You see, no string at that. That's just a love song. But you see, if you are not in love, don't be hearing that kind of song. You don't get what I'm saying now? You think I'm not preaching a bad gospel. If you don't have anybody you people are in love with, don't play John Legend. You start catching unnecessary feelings. Somebody you are not supposed to love on a good day, if you finish listening to John Legend now, you just tell the guy, I love you, I love you. Because the love is just flowing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The lady said she finished hearing that song. And when she went to her room, she started feeling like she wants to have sex with somebody. And that was one of the days she wanted to visit the guy. And when she went there, the guy did not allow her to prevail. Because he's a man of God. So he fought the battle. You know, she tried some, you know, she just did one play. Because she, you know, said, hey, so that's why he came to my house, in my house that day. That's why he came to my house that day. She said, but how can I tell you now? But thank God, you are a man. That's the day I knew you are a man of God. You can imagine, ladies. That was the day she knew he was a man of God. If he had fallen, he's not a man of God. And I told them, don't be listening to unnecessary songs. Especially that you people are not married yet. I believe it should be for married people. Like, do you understand? We. Pastor Emma them. Pastor K them. Pastor K can play John Legend now. He said, Pastor, and all of me want all of you. All your calls and all your... But you now. You. If you say that thing. If you say that thing now, what do you mean? What do you mean by that? You want which person's curves and edges. So you see, you just avoid those songs right now, even though they are not a sin. I have been saying that some gospel singers should, their marriage should be releasing love songs. Yeah, I've said that. I know why I said they are married, because Sonny will release one very soon. So some gospel singers that are married, I know why I added their marriage. Because I'm sure he has love song already. For it will say... You will see this boy's engagement. He will sing for... Watch and see. You know, one gospel singer has opened the door for us. They will sing. You know, it's so beautiful that after that, many Christian brothers, now if they want to propose, you start hearing, "Have you seen my baby? Have you seen?" That's the song. But is it nobody wanted to open the gates? It's not bad. Love songs are not bad. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? But for some seasons, they are not right for some of us. Some of you who are bloodly single, you have nothing to do with love songs right now. Just be listening to gospel song. Paul said that, listen to what Paul said. He said the unmarried should give herself, he was speaking to women especially. He said the unmarried should give herself wholly to business and to pursuing God. The unmarried. If you are not careful, you will miss being single. Right now, take advantage of this, your singleness. You are not cursed, you are only single. Take advantage of this singleness, build your life. Now, let me end with the story of Daniel, like I was saying. And Daniel did not bow to their deity. Hallelujah to Jesus. Just a few minutes, I'll be off. He did not bow to their deity. Why I want to say this is because I know many people want to dare fulfilling destiny without God. They are making a huge mistake. And the king said, throw that guy in the lion's den. But if you remember, Daniel had written to us already. He said, they that know their God, they shall be what? Strong. And they shall do what? Exploit. He had written to us. The man entered the lion's den, saw a hungry lion, was not beaten by the lion. Why? Was it because Daniel was so intelligent? You think the world needs all these things you can? You know, people say, have something valuable to offer and everybody will submit you. It is true, but not entirely true. They can kill you with what you have to offer. Yes. You are the best mathematician in this country. I tell you, a government that wants to become a governor, a president that will just say it's my turn, will kill you if you are standing on his way. They don't care how much mass you know. Look at all the things Daniel was offering as value to those kingdoms, over seven kingdoms. He was like chairman over seven kings. Yet they looked at all those things, ignored it, those potentials, and said, kill that guy. Throw him in the lion's den because he will not worship our God. You can imagine. Are you people catching something here now? It's not about what you can do. I'm a good public. I know how to do public talking. How do they say it? Public speaking. I know how to do this. I know. It's not about that. Knowing that is one part of fulfilling the equation. No God. Daniel did not die. The three Hebrew boys, did they die? No. They say, oh king, about this matter, we are not careful. Throw us. When the king threw those three boys, there was one other guy, there was a soldier that threw them that died. The fire caught the soldier, killed the soldier. But after a moment, the king said, go and check if those guys are dried up already. The Bible said there was a fourth man in the fire. And an angel appeared there. And made sure that fire was conducive for them. Look at Daniel. He was playing with the lion. Hungry lion is angry lion, isn't it? But Daniel was playing with the lion. This thing involves a lot of spirituality. You are the one thinking everybody is there with clear eyes. See, I may not be 100% sure, but I'm telling you, 90% of people are not with clear eyes in this world. I'm telling you the truth. There must be a touch of spirituality to have an edge. Some sort of. You may not believe what I'm saying, but I'm telling you the truth. It is not all that glitters that is gold. You are the one shouting they have money. If you want to hold your God, hold him well and follow God very well. I was telling leaders, there's money in God. Oh. Nobody should deceive you that you can follow God and go and make money. If you are serving God, the gospel, salvation is soteria in Hebrew, sozo in Greek. It simply means wholeness, receiving God back in wholeness. When Adam lost, you know the Bible said Adam lost Eden because of he did not eat from the tree of life. Because of the tree of life, the Bible said God removed him from Eden and guarded the way to the tree of life. So in other words, if Adam had partaken of that tree of life, he would have been sustained in Eden. I don't know how you people are getting. I'm trying to explain to you. The tree of life is symbolic of who? Christ Jesus. If you have Christ, you have every glory in Eden. Every glory in Eden is yours. Because of the tree of life, Adam was pursued. God said you should leave. Now that you have partaken of that tree of life, all the glories of Eden are subjected to you.
What I'm trying to say is that you have everything, like the Bible rightly said. You have everything for what? Life. And what? Godliness. You are not poor. Are you listening to me, people of God? You are blessed. You have been empowered. All you will need. You say, I'm born again. I'm just in Christ Jesus. That's not... You are partaking of the tree of life. That's what we are saying. Now you are back to eating. The way God wanted man to be at the beginning with all the glories. It is potential yet. It may be virtual yet. But the Bible said the things that are not seen are more real. In education, we believe that idealism is the mother of realism. It may be virtual yet, but if you hold on to the word of God, Pastor Chris said, you will come out with a testimony. You will see the fruit of what you are believing. Let the book of the Lord not depart from your heart, but meditate upon it day and night, that you will cause your path to be what? Prosperous. And you shall have what? Good success. How many of you want good success here? For a Christian, it's not just success. The Bible says your success, other people who are successful will say this success is very good. We'll look at every part of your life. It is shalom, shalom. It is peace on every side. And that should be your expectation. Your finances, there is peace. Shalom. In your business, there is shalom. In your family, there's shalom. Your husband, shalom. Your children, shalom. Your extended family, shalom. Daniel held on to God. He didn't, he knew, but some sort of, maybe he did not fully know that this God is holding on to, will remove him from the mouth of, from the lion's den. You know what the king said? He said, let me see whether your God will save you. I hit my table the day I was reading that. That was my best part of the scripture. He said, I want to see whether your God will save you. And Daniel came out untouched. Something happened to that king. Something happened to that king. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? They that know their God. You are working in a government firm just in Benue here. You don't know what people are doing. We're talking with my friend in the Ministry of Land here. I think I lost one of my friends. Some of you remember the story. A day to our judgment, land judgment, a case. The guy died a day. I told them this is not a coincidence. A day to the judgment. He told me, Pastor, is your land, and I'm making sure it's your land. A day to the judgment, he died. They woke me by 5 a.m. They said, the person judging the case, sir, he has died. Me and my wife were sitting outside. We didn't even know what to say. So now the person is passing a message. You have to be careful. I said, I'll deal with this guy. I told my wife, I said, I'm going to deal with him till every bit of his being says Jesus is Lord. In the morning, I dressed to the office. I told him, I know you are a wizard, and I want to tell you that I will end you. If you try me again, I will kill you. It's me that will kill you. I said, if you think we are joking, come again. Because he had come the first time. I told my wife when he came. They came like 9 of them thereabout. And when I opened my eyes, they ran for their lives. In the middle of the night. I told my wife, there's an attack coming. She was quite wondering what is happening. That same Sunday, I hope you get what I'm trying to say. They tried breaking into my house physically. They came spiritually, they now came physically to break. They were trying to steal papers. I said, we'll deal with these guys. Because they that know their God, they shall be what? Strong. And they shall do what? Of course, nobody needs to be scared around me. I told her nobody can be touched. Nobody can be touched. It's not possible. Say, I know who I am. You got to hold on to God. Some people will just come there. You'll be surprised. Imagine you get to heaven and you just observe that somebody hit 2 stick, and that's what gave you stroke. 2 stick. Are you joking? 2 stick. The person did not even go to school, no degree. So that they were doing your convocation and said, these people want to be successful than me, and they carry 2 stick and hit. And you cannot feel your leg again. Just imagine that angels show you what happened to you and what led to your death. And the funniest part is that you now made heaven. But they've removed you from the earth before your time. That's why you have to hold on to your God. God will take you to heights of glory. With how you are very casual about God. What if God takes you to what you are praying for? What if he brings you to that level? Do you think you will meet everybody with a clear eye? What if conspiracy come like Daniel and they put you in the lion's den? Will you survive the lion's den? I called the lady one time. The way she was getting successful in her career, she was not neglecting God. And some of them think we have personal problem with them. No, we're just being pastors. I said, the way you are doing now, if they put you in a lion's den, I said, will you survive it? She sincerely said no. I said, if you will not survive it, that means hold on to God, become spiritual enough. God is taking you far, but you must become spiritual enough so that tomorrow when conspiracy comes and you get into the lion's den. Lion's den does not mean physical lion's den today. A man somewhere will say, before you cross this line, I have to sleep with you. I tell you the truth. Look at what is happening in the worldly world, in the worldly music world. How one guy was confessing how that men are sleeping with men just so that they will become something in music and etc. No, you have to be strong with God. Are you listening to me tonight? You have to be strong. This prayer, don't joke with it. When they are done, when people are done with all the shows, when you are done with all the physics and chemistry, lock up yourself and pray in tongues. They may laugh at you and say, what do you mean, yanga, 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 yanga? But the Bible says God uses the foolish things of the world to conform the wise, that we don't know how to pray as we ought to. But the Holy Ghost helped our infirmity with groanings. He said, unto men we speak at foolishness, but in the realm of the spirits we are uttering mysteries. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Hold on to these principles. In Joshua 1, 8 and 9, the Bible said God was speaking to Moses through the ministry of an angel. He said, how I was with Moses, I will be with you. Make sure you follow all the instructions I gave Moses. If you want Moses' kind of success, follow the instructions. If people want to become great like the men of the Bible, you must follow the instructions God gave them. You must follow same principles. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now that you are successful yet in what you are doing, don't lose God. He has blessed you, now you are collecting this amount. Don't lose God. Else you are disqualifying yourself. And if you lose God, you are doing yourself, because you get to a point that you definitely compromise. And last Sunday I told you, if it seems as if God is not faithful, maybe they sacked you finally. If it seems as if God, if that sack is suggesting that God is not faithful, listen, it is strategy. What did I call it? So count it all joy. I gave you two testimonies. Some two people lost their job and now they are receiving times 2-3 of their salary in this church. They lost their job the same season, receiving times 3 of their salaries. Why did they sack me? Why? I've been faithful to God. It is strategy. If God did not allow the sack, you will not see this glory. Are you listening to me tonight? They are not that know their God, they shall be what? Strong. And they shall do what? There's glory up there. You will touch the glory. But hold your God so that you stand through to the end. Hello, fellow billionaires. Hello, fellow millionaires in dollars. We're going to get there, but you have to hold on to your God. When nobody is seeing you, you will tell Potiphar's wife, I know they do. Why? Because you are strong with your God. Nobody is seeing you, will not collect the bribe, because you are strong with your God. Righteousness exalts, but sin is a reproach. If we keep up with this mindset, we will change the world. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Say, Pastor, I'm the only one that thinks like this in my office. It's very okay. Thank God you are there. If I can find one righteous man, the Bible speaking, said I'll preserve the city. I'll preserve the nation. You are the salt of the earth. Even if you are the only one doing it, no problem. The kingdom of God can be likened to a yeast. The flour is plentier than the yeast. But the yeast will what? Give the flour shape. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You may be the only one doing it. Keep on doing it. Refuse to be intimidated. Keep on doing the right thing. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? This is how we change the world. Bow your heads and pray in the spirit. Give the Lord praise. And thank Him for His word. So let hope rise. Darkness trembles in your holy light. Till every eye will see Jesus, my God. Great and mighty to be praised. So let hope rise. Darkness trembles in your holy face. Till every eye will see Jesus,
my God, great and mighty to be praised. With everything, in everything, we will show forth your glory. With everything, in everything, we will show forth your praise. Our hearts, they cry, be glorified, be lifted high above all names, for you are King. With everything, we will shout for your praise. Oh, 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 oh. With everything, with everything, we will show forth your glory. With everything, in everything, we will show forth your praise. Your name is a light that the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is a life forever lifted high. Your name cannot be overcome. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you're silent, for your name is a light that the shadows can't deny it. Your name cannot be overcome. Shadabukabayakadaya. Your name is a life forever lifted high, so high. Your name cannot be on. So Jesus, 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 you make the darkness. Oh Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Your name is a light that no darkness can deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name, oh, your is a light
forever. Your name. Jesus, Jesus, you made the darkness tremble. Jesus, your silence fill. Oh, you made the darkness tremble. Your silence fill.
The Lord is using a picture to speak to my heart. I am seeing a picture of a tire. And the Lord is telling me, He said, tell my people, for those who feel weak, that I have strength for them to keep on running. You know, I want you to just plug into the grace available in the house tonight and say, Lord, the devil may be suggesting because of my mistake and my past that I don't have anything destiny with you. But today, Lord, I believe in your name. I come alive in Jesus. Help me by your spirit to fulfill destiny again. Go ahead and begin to pray. Just go ahead and begin to pray. If you are a child of God, nothing should stop you. Your past cannot stop you. Your mistakes cannot stop you. Lord, I'm ready to walk with your spirit from henceforth. Go ahead and pray. Beyond my fears, beyond my challenges, beyond my past, beyond my mistakes, Holy Spirit, I will fulfill destiny. Where I'm faulting right now, Holy Spirit, give me clarity. Go ahead. Go ahead. If the Lord has not given up on you, you should not give up on yourself. You should not give up on yourself. Death could not hold you. The grave tore before you. Silence the boast of sin and shame. Heavens are open, the praise of your glory, for you are raised to life again. You have no equal, you have no rival, now and forever God you reign. Yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, yours is the name above all name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Woo, labrakaposhia parakabaya kabaratosia kabaya. Finally, let's pray. Lord, I'll do your will. Go ahead, I'll do your will. I'll do your will. I'll fulfill destiny. I am ready to fulfill destiny. It's never too late. I've come in the volume of the book. It was written about me. To do your will, oh God. I've come in the volume of the book. It was written about me. To do your will, oh God. I will do your will. I will do your will. I will do your will, oh God. I will do your will. I will do your will. I will do your will. Oh God. The safest place is God's perfect will. The richest place is God's perfect will. It may not appear like that yet, but the end justifies the beginning. Lord, I walk in your perfect will. Let that be your prayer before we stop. I can't do life alone. I can't dare to fulfill destiny alone. No. 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 I can't. Because under the shadow of your wings, I am safe. Under the shadow of your wings, I am safe. I can't dare to do it alone. For under the shadow of your wings, I am safe. Under the shadow of your wings, I am safe. I will stand still and not be weary, for the Lord is my solid foundation. I will run and I won't faint, 'cause the hand of the Lord is upon me. I will stand still and not be weary, for your word is my solid foundation. I will run and I won't faint, 'cause the hand of the Lord is upon me. All I see is victory. I see glory. I see light at the end of the tunnel. I'm not worried of a thing, for the hand of the Lord is upon me. Under the shadow of your wing, I am safe. Under the shadow of your wing, Lord, without you, we can do nothing. We can't dare to do life alone without you. It's impossible. Lord, from henceforth, we are determined to fulfilling destiny with you. We know when you hold our hands, everything becomes possible. Spirit of the Lord, walk with us from henceforth. Walk with us. Because under the shadow of your wings, we are safe. Under the shadow of your wings. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' gracious name we worship. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we declare and pledge our allegiance to walk in your will. We know that by your Spirit you will be guided, shielded, never to make any mistakes, as we rely on your Spirit. And that, Lord, for anyone thinking that it is too late to fulfilling destiny, thank you, Holy Spirit, because your fire is stirred once again in their hearts. And they are seeing the need to go ahead and fulfill destiny. Because it is never too late with you. In Jesus' gracious name we pray. Can we celebrate Jesus?
am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.